Dr. Deb Schreiben here. What's healthy? We are. I am going to give you healthy tips to adopt for a healthier life. And these are really important. So get out that pen, get out that paper, and write this stuff down because it is going to help you. And this first one is huge because most people in our country do not do this. We do not eat breakfast. So number one, eat your breakfast. And when you eat breakfast, this is going to sound weird, make sure that you have some protein, some fiber, and some vegetables. Veggies are actually really important. And everywhere else in the world, they eat vegetables at breakfast. I don't know why here in this country we don't, but we should. So add vegetables to your breakfast. For those of you out there who are like, I'm not hungry when I wake up, guess what? That's hormone imbalance. That is wrong. You should be hungry when you wake up. Think about going an entire day, 7 hours, 6 hours, 8 hours without eating. Would you be hungry? Well, you should be hungry. And if you're not hungry, that is also a hormone imbalance. And we can talk about that another day. The next thing you should do is make sure that you include protein and vegetables in every meal, not just lunch and dinner. Breakfast. I just said that. So remember, breakfast is important. You should eat it and add veggies. Have it and have protein every single meal. It gives your body the power, the energy that it needs to run on so that you can get up in the morning, have good energy all day, and quiet down when it's time to get ready to go to sleep at night. Follow social media platforms that have health involved in it. But one of the things I really want to warn you about is that not everything is created equal and not everybody has all the right information. So be really, really good at picking that out. And if you need help, let me know. I'm happy to help you. The people that I follow, the podcasts that I watch, the Facebook stuff that I do, it works really, really pretty good. The other thing is practice mindfulness. This is something that people don't do. Listen to your body. Be present. Be here. Your body will tell you everything that you need to know. You just have to listen and pay attention. Try meal planning. Meal planning, meal prep. This is number five, by the way. I haven't been counting down for you, so hopefully you've been writing it down, but do meal prep. Every weekend, I usually pick Sunday because that's the day that I don't typically have to work in the office at all. And I plan out, these are my vitamins. This is what I'll do for vegetables. I will roast them. I will bake fresh bread. I bring in flour from France. I will make some protein, put it into portion sizes, put it into the freezer, leave it in the refrigerator. Sometimes I'll make egg salad. Sometimes I'll make tuna fish. I have it all ready to go so that I'm not tempted to just go reach for the crunchy Cheetos or the, I don't know what people eat, potato chips, all the stuff that's bad for you. If you have the stuff already prepped and ready to go, you are going to be way, way more successful. Here's another one. Stay hydrated. Number six, stay hydrated. Now, here's the thing. Staying hydrated is not as easy as it sounds. Actually, getting hydrated is not as easy as it sounds. We do vitamin IVs in our office, and we actually just do plain old fluid IVs as well. Hangover helpers, for those of you who went out and enjoyed your weekend on Mondays, come on in, we can rehydrate you. Because what happens is this, if you get a good vitamin IV or just a fluid IV, it brings your hydration level up, and then we can keep it up by drinking water. Because drinking water, for a lot of people, they're like, oh my God, I drink 80 ounces, 65 ounces, but I don't feel hydrated. My mouth is dry. My lips are dry. My skin is dry. My hair is dry. It's because we're not getting the water into the cells. I actually have an awesome product that I made and formulated called Hydrate. I have it in two amazing flavors, and it helps to get the water that you're drinking into the cells so it can be absorbed and used. So stay hydrated, especially in the summer. And with all of these flus that are going around, COVID, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, all the different ways people are losing their fluids, you got to make sure that you stay hydrated. The other thing is maybe you can find a healthy eating partner, someone could be your spouse, could be a best friend, someone just to bounce ideas off of. Say, hey, I found this recipe. How can we make it healthier? I found this. How can we make it healthier? I do this all the time with my patients right here in my office so that we can help them say, oh, I love pizza. Well, this is a really good recipe. Let's make it so it's healthy for you. Oh, I love this. Let's make it healthy for you. So find a partner, talk about recipes, talk about the things that each other does, and you will be so surprised at how amazing food can taste when it's healthy. Switch up your shopping list. Don't buy the same things all the time. Here's the thing. We have this thing called a microbiome in our stomach. I call it our fish tank. We want to have lots of different fish in there so it can eat all the bad stuff. Same thing in our belly. We want to have lots of good bacteria in there so it can fight off the bad bacteria. So I'm going to put this really simply so you understand, and it's not as simple as this, but if you eat 5 food, you have 5 bacteria in that stomach. If you eat 100 foods, you're going to have 100 bacteria in your stomach. What do you want fighting for you? 5 people or 100 people? Well, I want 100 people on my team protecting me and fighting for me. So go out, shop for different things, pick out different things. And you know what? You might actually find out that there are other things that you really, really like and they're healthy. So that's pretty awesome. The other thing is this, don't get discouraged. You cannot be perfect. Nobody is perfect. You gotta stop beating yourself up. You gotta give yourself some grace. If you cheat, guess what? Cheat, but don't go, oh, well, I cheated at breakfast or I cheated at lunch, so I'm going to cheat at dinner and then I'm going to cheat tomorrow and then the next day. Don't go cheat days. Do a cheat meal. Okay, you know what? I effed up. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to do better at my next meal and give yourself that grace and give yourself that ability to make mistakes because we are human and we all make mistakes. So I hope these tips have really helped you. This is the stuff that I do every week, every day so that I can live healthier, be healthier, and then, of course, happier. So I hope all of this helped. Until next time, wishing you loads and loads of love and light and health and happiness. Bye-bye.